In the rural areas of the West, an outbreak of bark beetles has left forests full of dead and dying trees. The worry is that those trees could pose potential for major wildfires. At the same time, those dying trees are providing inspiration to some rural energy entrepreneurs. From Aspen Public Radio, Kirk Sigler reports.
Where others see blight in the mountains above Walden, Colorado, Joe Pennington sees opportunity.
Well, we're making good of a resource that would go to waste.
The hills surrounding this small town are brown and full of dead trees. And while the mountains may not look as scenic as they once did, the surplus of dead wood is helping kickstart a long-dormant timber economy. Pennington was able to open this small sawmill because of it. Until 10 years ago, when Walden's largest employer, the Louisiana Pacific Lumber Mill, shut down, timber was this area's main economy.
Well, there used to be a sawmill when I was growing up in every town in Colorado that was in the mountains. Now, we are the largest sawmill north of I-70, and that's pretty shameful.
Pennington says he doubts the industry will ever fully rebound. That's why he's looking to new technologies that could make his business more sustainable. Pennington's mill is saving the scraps from wood that's cut here. If all goes as planned, they'll be fed into a generator, burned and liquefied into gas to make electricity. It's a technology known as woody biomass.
We have a potential of making enough electricity to run actually all of Jackson County and the sawmill and all. So the community's excited. And rightfully should be. Maybe a window that something can happen.
Actually, something already is happening. One of the biomass industry's earliest promoters is just down the street teaching at the local high school.
What we're doing here is we're taking wood chips off of the pine beetle kill that
shop
we have
teacher
here.
Phil Anderson got a grant to install this, one of the country's first woody biomass generators 3 years ago. Today, this machine powers the building that houses it and a nearby greenhouse.
I think the kids today need to know alternative energy and how to use it. And this is a perfect opportunity for kids to learn how to operate or manage a machine like this. And the industry is going to get bigger and bigger.
The industry is growing, but not as fast as Anderson and others would like it to. In many western towns, there's no longer a viable timber industry nearby, and shipping the biomass to plants hundreds of miles away isn't economical. Of the 17 biomass power plants that are in operation in the U.S. today, most are located in towns near forest restoration projects, and, like Walden, still have the remnants of a timber economy. But Walden faces a different challenge. Its woody biomass plant would be in competition with the town itself, which happens to own its own natural gas utility.
It'd be great if biomass worked in this community, but at what price?
That's town trustee Debbie Wilson inside the River Rock Cafe. She says she's worried that if people start signing on to biomass, and she thinks they will, they'll drop off the gas utility and prices for its remaining customers will soar. Those concerns caused the biomass plant's promoters to scale back from their original proposal to power the entire county. Now, they hope to power the sawmill and some buildings and kick the excess electricity back onto the grid. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.